Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Dump, 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 Lodian. What are you drinking, Dan? Holy Moses. Do you just keep that on your work desk to drink, to take a nip from? That's not
what is
a bad
it?
Idea.
I missed it.
Little redemption rye.
Redemption rye, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by no one, but we can say it's redemption rye. Unfortunately, that's not what we're doing today. We're doing another dump, 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 Nickelodeon dump. That's right, another nostalgia dump, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I wish you just, if you just spent like 30 seconds Googling the Nickelodeon song that goes, Nick, 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 Nickelodeon. You could have done it. You could have gone, no, 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 nostalgia dump. Because that's what you hashtagged was nostalgia dump, and now you're saying Nickelodeon dump. You're confusing everyone.
No, I'm just singing a song. It has nothing to do.
You've got to protect the brand, Jeremy.
Also, singing dump, 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 the dump in the vein of the Nickelodeon song, I thought was better.
She got dump, 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 she dumps, dumps like a truck. Yeah, dump, dump.
To his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I had never thought about silver hair until I saw Cisco. And then never thought about it again.
And my name's Jeremy.
But in between, I thought about it.
Thank you so much for tuning in on this very special episode of a nostalgia dump. Dump, 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 da, dump, dump. Today, gents, we're going to look back into the past. We're going to jump into the dump. Today, we're looking at Nickelodeon Magazine. December, January 95 is what
jump
it says. Which
the dump.
Doesn't make a lot of sense because one of those is probably
96. Jump the dump down, down, jump.
Just go ahead. Is that dump.
Oh, is that a little EDH?
Dump, for my love.
Go ahead,
here's the thing. Very
shout
sad.
Out.
Rest
in peace to.
Oh, yes, rest in
yeah,
peace.
Very, very much.
But look, Mirford said it best. You know, can't drive 55. Excuse me, Dave lost his hairline, but you lost your cool, buddy. Can't drive 55. I'll never buy your lousy records again. And that's exactly how I feel.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
So you're shitting on this dead man's legacy? What
no,
the fuck are you
no,
doing?
No, no, no. Oh, I'm shitting on his legacy. I'm just shitting on
his bandmates.
I'm shitting on three quarters of their legacy. The first quarter, Mr. David Lee Roth was good.
Just fine.
David Lee Roth
loved
was
it.
Good. Sammy Hagar, not so good. Guy
loved
from,
it.
Guy from
I will
extreme,
stand by it.
Guy from extreme, not so good.
That's
and
later.
Everything I'm just saying. I know.
Yeah, I'll take the Van Hagar but, era. I'll take it. I
Van
love
Halen
that shit.
Van Halen 1, Women and Children First, Fair Warning, Van Halen 2, all of those I can get behind.
1984?
Yes, 1984 I can get behind. That's the last one.
My brother, I remember him bringing it home, and my mom was not happy with the baby smoking a cigarette. Just didn't really understand
right.
What was going on. But that's one of my. That's probably one of the best album covers of all time. But that's not why we're here, gents.
I can't help it. You said it. I had to get into
I know.
It.
Well, it's good to you know to he you know he put out a lot of great music. That guy. But today we're going to talk about something different. This is from Nickelodeon Magazine. As I said before, December, January 95
is confusing because it's
yeah,
two
I don't think
years.
That's yeah, I believe it probably January 96, December 95. But
records were spotty.
This right here, ladies and gents, this is an A to Z compilation of Pete and Pete. So this was in the middle of a magazine, and it's Pete and Pete A to Z. We're going to start with the letter A and see how far we get. Maybe we'll do another one, but if not, we can fly through them.
We'll start with the letter A until you fall asleep.
The letter A, what would you think it would be for? Probably
Artie.
I was going to say anarchy, but okay.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
It works, too. That's close. They're synonymous.
So this one is Artie's little piece personal superhero and loyal sidekick. He can throw a rock to Uranus, hurl a butter pat across town, and stand up to a crazed schnauzer. It's funny you mentioned the crazed schnauzer because it was on one of the shorts that we would screen quite a bit at the Nostalgia Personified tours.
Yes, and I was terrified of it because, like little dogs, because I got bit by a dog. That was
I would say the PNP characters that Jeremy most resembles is like a two-way tie between Papercut and Marty, the alien from Space Geeks and Johnny U.
Interesting. I have to look them both up. FYI.
Oh, you're not intimately familiar with all the episodes? What happened to Christmas, Jeremy?
Anything from the shorts.
Christmas comes once in a blue moon.
I know, Jeremy. I got season
just
one
like
in
Jeremy.
There. Season one, baby. So
Space Geeks
yeah,
and Johnny U is definitely in season one as a special.
That's true.
But, I mean, we're only at A. But yeah, speaking of schnauzers, my favorite joke from the live show, which is, announcing to the crowd that, you know, not to be afraid of that dog. It's okay, Danny. If it suits you any better to know that dog and every other dog in Pete and Pete is dead. And the crowd just goes,
wait till we say that about all the dogs you foster.
Oh, no. There's no reviews on that. I know. There's no, luckily, no foster reviewing.
That is a dead burrito.
No, he's over there on the couch for the pod listen video Patreon peeps. There he is right there.
For the peepees.
Looks like
for
a
the
blanket.
For the peepers.
All right, so let's move on. B, the letter B. What is the letter B for? First guess.
Is this how this is going to work? You're going to have to ask us what each word
Well, I mean, it's up to you guys, really. I mean,
there's 26 of these questions of just here's a letter.
Look at the big brain on Danny.
Here's a letter. What is it? That's what
kind of
this is. Okay.
I kind of want to just go through it. There's going to be some questions on some. There's going to be just some thoughts on
one. Okay, B is for big brain on Danny.
No.
Well, yes, but no.
B is either for Mrs. Blowtard, who is the
close but no
neighbor, but or Bodacious Blue Tornado Bars.
Blue Tornado Bar is a good thing, I guess.
That should be there, but B is for Beverly, Mr. Mr. Beverly paints white lines on the football field of Wellsville High. He is obsessed with making the lines mathematically perfect. He was also the keeper and close personal friend of Edna.
Yeah, I think I wished I had watched more movies before I acted in PNP because I definitely would have had questions for Richard Edson about Jim Jarmusch.
Oh, right.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, he's just a good actor. He's been in a bunch of shit, but
Jarmusch film?
Well, Stranger Than Paradise. He was.
Oh, interesting.
But he's been in a bunch of good movies, and that was
pretty
good.
He was in a tough time. He was looking for work, and Nickelodeon came calling.
That's where that's all it goes.
Yeah. All right, I think we've been teed into what the E one is, but C.
C is for Concord grapes, which I'm eating right now. Ooh. They're the finest grapes in the world, and my son doesn't like them because they have seeds, so more for me.
More for you. Are you spitting or swallowing those seeds?
Spitting. I do not want to grow vines in my guts.
Give it a shot. You don't know until you try it. Dan, you have any idea what you think C is for? It's based on your character here.
Based on my character?
Some of Little Pete's best insults are based on...
Cheese.
Chowderhead?
That's not true. I mean, yeah, I guess suck chowder jerky.
Cheese plug. Eat cheese being the nastiest. Little Pete is also well known for his non-cheese insults, such as bite the wind, take a sponge bath hammerhead, and suck chowder.
A pro Ohio, anti Wisconsin bias to the show.
Yeah. Even take back a sponge then. Bath hammerhead is a
Bit of a good line.
It's a good one. If you're a hammerhead too, also it means that your face is a little messed up. So I thought it meant
that you were like a shark, some sort of marine life that needed to be constantly moistened, which was also an insult.
Well, would that be an insult? But you're actually helping them. You know what I mean? You're like, take a sponge bath, you hammerhead shark. Actually, don't even take a sponge bath. Any kind of bath. You need water now or you're going to die.
Right. That's right. It's just self-care.
Right.
S is for self-care. No, that's not on here. D is for dad. D is also for Don, which is dad's first name.
That's right.
That was intentional. Because
dad loves
tradition. Got him monogram stuff, but we didn't know his name, so we just put D.
That's what goes on in my household too. Because it's like, is it dad or is it Danny? Doesn't matter. It's just D.
And obviously, we're speaking of Hardy Rawls, just because you know there was another guy for a bit, but I don't think you formed the bond like you did with Hardy Rawls.
I wish that guy would come forward.
Oh.
Right? Was he just in one or just like 1 week of shooting?
Street bowling.
Nobody knows.
That's it.
I wish that guy would come forward. Whoever you are, show yourself and make yourself known, and we'll have an awkward reunion.
A very awkward reunion. I would like to have one. And also, you probably owe us a little bit of child support.
A lot.
That's fair.
Speaking of dads, just a little tidbit for the podcast listener.
Jeremy's dad threw a javelin up in the air and then put it right in his eye.
No, we're going to have Hardy on an upcoming episode pretty soon, I think. So keep
Very
an
true.
Ear out for
him.
That.
Looking forward to our fake dad.
Ooh. All right. Well, unfortunately, we've ruined this one. But E is for Edna. Edna, the fighting squid.
How did we ruin it? I think I dropped a discus in the bucket and killed her. It wasn't
Big Pete
really
accidentally
ruined
killed
so much.
Her.
Yeah, it was just like a mistake.
Then bury her in her team uniform.
What? Any kid could make mistakes like that and not know it.
Pete, in my case, it resulted
in the death of a cephalopod.
That's true, and I had nothing to do with it.
Well, it says here, Pete and Pete visit her grave on the 50-yard line every year.
Yeah, we go back to Bayonne every year.
Yeah, just to stand on the 50.
I reenact the popular video by Fountains of Wayne.
I also we also reenact the death scene and I'm the discus.
Oh.
You're the discus.
I'm the discus, yeah.
I'm the spleen.
Better than the shot put, right? This one's going to be hard. F is for
Frank Gulcher.
There you go.
Ooh,
Why
really?
Did I think that was going to be hard?
Are you cheating? Are you feeding him the answers?
No. Frank Gulcher is the best. He's the best.
I'm pretty sure he played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, Frank Gulcher.
Let's look him up.
He also, before it was okay to smoke cigarettes on children's television, you will find him being a
You're talking about Martin Donovan's character.
They were both. I'm getting confused.
Are you talking about Jim Lally's character or are you talking about Martin Donovan's character?
Well, Jim Lally
did not. His character was a straight shooter. Took a lot of eggs in the Halloween War.
But who is Frank Gulcher? They were both Frank Gulcher?
No. Pretty sure that was Jim Lally.
Okay. So he wasn't smoking cigarettes.
I think Martin Donovan was like Crossing Guard Ken something.
Crossing Guard Ken.
Am I
I don't know. We have 2 minutes. You know, when you're in a
anyway,
TV
Frank Gulcher was Jim Lally.
In a TV show that has multiple crossing guards that bear relevance. It's tough to, keep them together.
I briefly joined the crew of Pete and Pete to stand off camera and throw eggs at Jim Lally during that all important Halloweeny scene when he's quite prodigiously covered
in eggs.
Halloween-y.
Cooked eggs or how do they do it?
Oh, they were raw, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Look,
raw eggs.
Someone just wants to say hello for the baby.
Hey, there's a little Halloweeny.
Oh, you made your hat into a shirt. That's great how you were able to repurpose your little Pete hat into a shirt.
That's true. And also, quarantine has made me do a lot of weird things, like learn how to turn hats into jackets.
For the listener, Alfie's making an appearance, and he's wearing a buffalo red plaid shirt that was made from the Pete hat.
For the PPs, you already know this. Not really. Because you can see.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, but what you didn't see is that he's in a long-sleeve dinosaur onesie, socks that have a dinosaur on them, and also black sweats that have my black-on-black Earthquaker Devices t-shirt. It's a black-on-black dinosaur print. Sweatpants.
What's with kids getting pigeonholed? My son only has like dinosaur and construction equipment clothing now.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what he's got right now.
I've noticed this among the youths.
Well, look, if he wants to be an anthropologist or an archaeologist,
he's going to damage those precious dinosaur bones by digging it out with an altogether too big excavator because he really likes big trucks. Yeah, it should be like a small shovel and a brush. These are the tools of an archaeologist.
But instead, he's like, give me the bulldozer now.
Oh, let's just excavate this entire area. Yeah, yes, I can tell that there's history down here somewhere. We have to get it before it turns into oil.
Some would say your son is maybe a dinosaur junior. Should I hit the door?
Yeah, see the door.
Should I leave? Or?
You can take it.
Okay, great. The only other thing about Frank is they put in here is that he calls everyone he likes Chief.
Chief.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely Jim Chief. Lally's character.
Chief. Yeah.
That's but I thought then that Jim Lally was smoking cigarettes.
No, that was Martin Donovan.
No mention of it in the Nickelodeon magazine for children. although they did talk about murder and burying bodies. G is for guest stars. They mention
Gerard.
Five guest stars.
Okay. One is going to be Michael Stipe, I'm guessing.
Okay. That is correct.
One will be Iggy Pop.
That is correct.
One will be Julianna Hatfield.
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Kate Pearson. Yeah,
that is correct.
Ellen Claycorn.
Nope.
Chris Elliott.
Nope.
Should have been. LL Cool J.
Ann Magnuson. Yeah.
You gotta think. This was an actress back in the 90s, very popular.
Oh,
I can't think of any.
No, I can't.
She has the same.
BB Newirth.
Played Lilith on Cheers or Mail Carrier McGinty.
Yeah, McGinty.
Wow, we're through a page already. I thought for sure this was going to take all day, but
who would have thunk it?
We're moving on to H.
This nostalgia dump means nothing to me, bro. This is just like real life every day. I'm just living.
Just like cosmic waves passing right through him and he doesn't notice.
Yeah,
but I feel like the listeners are getting some, you know, nobody knew that Mike was part of the people throwing eggs at the
I mentioned on this pod before, so listeners.
Well, I'm just saying, deep dive.
We have 100 and something episodes. Some people just dive in halfway through now that they know. And if you are a new subscriber, thank you for listening to us.
Yes, we've gotten a few new Patreons, yes.
Welcome. Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. Yeah, and also, if you have a problem with any of the facts that we brought up, let us know at 347-470-8150, aka the nostalgia dump line.
I don't like that.
This one's a little
nostalgia drum line. Is that any better?
Ooh, there you go.
Is that working for you?
Oh, man, look, if I had only stayed in Los Angeles, I could have been drumline. It could have been me, not Nick Cannon.
Then
I would have.
And then you would have married Mariah Carey.
Divorced her.
And you would have said all that anti-Semitic shit.
Well, not divorced. Yes.
Separated.
Yeah.
It's separated. Is it separated? I'm sorry.
I don't think
that's what I am.
Any of that would have worked, personally.
We did a big help together, okay, in Harlem. I made her laugh.
Listen, if you want to do an audition tape.
I made her laugh very.
For a dance movie? Go ahead.
I made her dance. I made her dance.
Dance, little one. All right. Well, H is a hard one. Let's see.
Harry Belafonte.
No. I'll give you a couple guesses, but it's going to be hard to, because it's misleading a little bit.
Harry Condabolo.
It's a last name. I'll say that. It's a last name of a character.
Ooh.
H is for?
Hecklenburg.
Someone.
No, no, man. This is Hecklenburg.
This is top four characters in Pete and Pete.
Top five. It should be
Ellen Hickel.
H is for Hickel.
Got it.
That's right. Ellen is Big Pete's girlfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they never mention Ellen's mom all throughout the prank war that we have with Steve Buscemi playing the dad. And they never mention Ellen's mom throughout the entire show, which to me is kind of a blind spot.
Mm.
I'm sure if they just didn't want to make up a story or just because she clearly had
it. Yes, that's true. There are a lot of single dads out there, though. Let's be real.
Hey, she one.
She does wear lucky red boots. That was the only other thing. All right, this one, Danny, you better get. I is four.
I, Karumba.
Iggy.
Wrong. I know.
Yeah, wrong
no,
catchphrase.
It's not. Iggy's been mentioned already. Nope.
This is Italian for, and Irish, for, which Danny and I both are.
It's part of, yeah, it's true. A part of an abbreviation. The International.
Oh, Adult Conspiracy.
Yeah, it's an organization dedicated to making kids go to bed on time, eat Brussels sprouts, and do their homework. Little Pete has devoted his life, young and old, to exposing and destroying his threat to kids. The Wellsville chapter of the IAC is run by aluminum siding salesman.
McFlip.
John McFlip. Yeah.
My son has decided that for some reason my recipe for chili includes Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
So
I don't know if that.
So he's now soured on chili because he declares that my recipe has Brussels sprouts in it, which I don't.
Mm-mm.
So you just came up with that all on his own?
I'm just saying maybe as a side dish. I know I said something like, oh, I like making chili with Brussels sprouts and this and that.
He must have been sent a letter from the adult, International Adult Conspiracy telling you that he does have
it. It's impossible. I filter all his mail on the weekends.
I guess there's not a lot of additional shit for this one, but yeah, the IAC, which I believe Little Pete made up, but
I think this is believable.
It was very real. Thank you. If you'd watched any of the second season, you would have understood.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that.
There's
one
like
yet.
The PTA.
You need a reason, you know what I mean?
The PTA kind of functions as an overlaying, you know, public facing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true.
Version of the International Adult Conspiracy.
All right. Well, moving right on to Jay. Jay is four.
Come on, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Somehow Jay is for
Jeremy.
They said there's a.
It's like the Patreon video.
They said there's a 45-year-old man in Ohio who's not yet watched any of the Pete and Pete shows. And
Jay is for.
I miss Ohio. I miss seeing people. I miss doing shows. I really had a bad day 2 days ago where I was just like. Mean to Marla, mean to the dog, mean to the world. I didn't want to do any. I usually come in off the podcast studio and just work for 12 hours and then go try to have a little personal life. But
the podcast studio, a.k.a. your second bedroom.
Yes. Yeah, bedroom number two, which you can read about all on SeltzerKings.com. The story of this room. Anyway, Jay. I had sort of a, here's a med update. I had sort of a bad day. I powered through. I have a really good support system. And if you are feeling down, I don't know how you can't be. It's such a fucked up time. D is for depression. And I certainly had a little bout. But please seek help if you're having problems.
Here's a med update. I've been off my meds since January and I'm feeling
really
terrible. Yeah. But I mean, like, we could put that on the world. You know what I mean? The state of things.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk about it all the time, just like the things that keep adding on. It's like, you know, like we talk about one thing of like, hey, this is problematic and this makes me bummed out. But then it's like, well, think about that and
snowballs.
Think about the other six things that have been lumped on top of it. You know, not having work, not having money coming in, not having some people not having a job or a house or apartment rent to pay. And it's just fucking insane. But anyway, this is a horrible transition. Jay is for your loving mother, Joyce. Joyce Wrigley. Did you not know
weird.
Her name was Joyce? Because I didn't.
Yeah, actually, because her real name
is
Judy.
It took me a minute. Yeah, Judy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Judy is Joyce. Joyce is Pete's mom. A water skiing accident left her with a metal plate in her skull. The plate doesn't hurt her. It does pick up radio waves, including emergency bulletins. Very helpful. also in a Pete short.
Also Cubs games from Chicago, even though none of us
absolutely
are Cubs fans.
Yeah, my favorite screen grab from that short is Danny doing whatever this is. Remember, he's doing like a putting his finger in his mouth,
trying
to whistle.
Pretend to whistle like my dad used to do.
Yeah, I didn't. All. It's a little weird. Looking.
I see this.
I was 8 years old, Jeremy.
I see this one more often. I see this one where people put the pinkies together. But I still at my advanced age cannot do that. I've never figured out how to whistle.
Can't do
like
it.
That.
I can only whistle sucking in.
Well, can we cut that? Is there some way that we can cut that too?
I'm cutting your part, not mine.
I think we each get one censorship per pod.
This is it's like a fact check. We have one censorship per episode.
Haven't had many of those lately, Jen.
I know. K is for what, gents? This is something that we just put some fresh new stuff in the Danny and Mike merch store.
Krebstar.
It has the Krebstar logo on it. That is correct. We have beanies. We have shirts.
Oh, did we start protecting the brand and take fictitious brand? Go to blank.dannyandblank.
Shop.dannyandblank.com.
You can do that. And if you're interested in the Halloween episode, we also have cool stuff for that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, tons of, and a fall sale. Check that out. Shop.dannyandmike.com. KS for Krebstar is a huge company that makes nearly every product in Wellsville. Look for the name.
Yeah, it makes everything.
Look for the name Krebs hidden throughout the show.
They make it. Toilet seats, they make it.
All right.
Lawn mowers, they make it.
I would say
leaf
there was
blowers, they make it.
There was clearly a problem with antitrust enforcement in Wellsville if they were allowed, you know, all these manufacturers to consolidate.
Yeah. That's a monopoly,
look,
I believe.
If you have a smart business owner like that, the head of Krebstar who's in Wellsville, who can make everything for Wellsville and Wellsville only.
That's
you can't get more local than that.
Yeah. All right. Well, there are four things listed.
How come we never visited the Krebstar factory?
Season four was just like Willy Wonka.
We did a live show where Toby was a Krebstar salesman talking about all the good products. Do you remember that?
He's very good. Was it in California?
I think it was in California. It was very funny.
Miss
he
California.
Was very funny. You miss California? Yeah, miss
so much.
Oh, I thought he was saying Miss California. Like Jeremy
was Miss California as well. Okay, so they list four things on here. I'm going to name the product, and if you guys can name what the Krebstar name is. Danny, you'll go first. Cereal boxes.
Krebstar 2000.
No.
Kreblogs.
Kreblogs.
Kreblogs was the answer.
Oh, Mike, I see. I get it now.
Underpants, Mike.
Crab of the Krebbies. Loom.
Crab of the Loom. That's it.
I remember that one from Inspector 34.
Dan.
Clocks.
It's very easy. What's the most popular watch in the world? It's a Timex. So it's a Krebex.
Make up your fucking mind. Which one is it?
It's Krebex. Okay. And the last one, Mike, all night groceries. If you had an all night grocery store with all Krebstar products, what would it call it?
Kroger?
It does start with a K. Krebstar 24.
Krebstar 24.
Rolls right off the tongue. Right, right. Yeah.
Shop, smart, shop.
Danny Mark.
Krebmart.
Oh, yeah. There's cosmic Krebs too on the photo.
What are those?
Yeah, it just looks like cereal you're eating out of the box. Anywho. It's
probably lime green, right?
Let's move on. Yes, it is. Mm. Lime green with something on the front. L is for love.
Loser.
Nope. Yeah. Come on, guys. It's about love. Right. Love pops up all over Wellsville.
Love Hub in the time Callister, of cholera.
The telephone lineman has been in love with mom for more than 25 years.
There's some good gifts from Ringing Phone. Ringing Phone, you can find some good gifts online.
Oh, sure. Well, you mean Pete and Pete Ringing Gift?
Well, it ended up, the episode ended up ringing? Being called The Call. But
gotcha.
When we were working the script and shot it, I think it was just called Ringing Phone. Which I wish every, you know, episode title was as descriptive as that one.
Right.
Ringing phone. There's lots of love. Yeah, Big Pete and Ellen. There's some love, tension love there.
Well, you also
it's also
fell in
present
love.
go
with
ahead,
a mystery Jeremy. Girl at a rest stop. Big Pete once fell in love with the mystery girl at a rest stop.
Yeah, the perfect family. Okay.
Right.
Was our
that
like was, negative? Oh, yeah.
That was the first episode of the first season. Right. King of the Road.
On and it's actually the first tires that ever touched Interstate 287 in New Jersey.
That's correct.
It's the one you used to mow alongside of.
Different.
Love is presented in Pete and Pete from the tension that the show has, which is something for Danny to avoid and me to cautiously encounter until slamming full force into it in season three.
I fell in love with Anne Magnuson. So
you thought you did.
That's right. I thought I did. But it was just puppy love.
You know, we really love our service workers in the Wellsville neighborhood. If you could reel off all the people doing
tip them well,
doing good service. Do not tip them well. If you're going out to eat right now, you're an asshole. I don't know what to tell you.
Everybody's ordering. Yeah,
you're selfish. If you're going out to eat, making people serve you, you're selfish. So I'm not surprised that tipping is down in general.
I think if you're outside, I don't think it's a huge deal. But inside, I don't know if I would do even at the 50% capacity.
It's still a big deal.
Yeah. I'm good. We haven't eaten out in forever.
It's a little bit more than I needed to know about your relationship,
Jeremy. Jeez Louise.
Okay. Marla doesn't listen anymore.
I tip very well on my takeouts.
Yeah. And grocery deliveries.
And grocery deliveries, yes.
All right. This is moving right on. We're getting close. M is for?
Michael C. Morona.
Thank you.
It is, but is not. Music. One of the biggest parts of the adventures of Pete and Pete.
It's true. It really puts an emotional button on the show, and a lot of people have very pleasant memories of the show due to the music that they discovered through the show at the time.
And if you were smart enough to figure out how to VHS record the shows, then you have the original soundtrack behind each episode.
As opposed to the stuff that Nickelodeon released.
Yeah.
Correct.
I just had followed... Anyway, that's another story. But yes, I talked to somebody recently, an old friend from California, and he had mentioned he has the DVD. Somebody had made him that off of tape. So he has like the original, all three seasons, like ready to go, which I'm, you know.
Does he want to meet in Jersey City?
Exactly. two VCR side by side, just like you said.
Look, we'll just call it The Adventures of P&P.
Mm-hmm. PP, yeah.
If you're P&P, then you're P with me.
Right. Yes. The rentals will deliver every one of these VHSs to your door.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. We're talking about music. What modern music would you think would be good for Pete and Pete right now?
Oh, gosh.
Rentals would definitely be on there just because it's a little geeky and a little, you know.
But that wouldn't be modern, though, because they were around back then. They were around back then, too.
Right. But. Again.
Okay, a band. So, here's a band. Yeah,
give you a band or two.
Okay, here's a band that would be all over Pete and Pete right now. It would be the Chats.
Ooh, the Chats.
Sheer Mag.
Sheer Mag would also be on there. Very good. Very good.
Interesting.
Lucky guess.
We could start mining a lot of the Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia's so, Man Man would definitely be on there.
Philadelphia's Man Man would be on there.
Sorry, Keystone State. Sorry, move over, Buckeyes. It's the Keystone State's turn.
I'm going to say Van Halen. Van Halen's Hot for Teacher would be on.
No, absolutely.
Well,
not.
I mean, it would be appropriate for one episode when I fell on at least. Yeah, one.
That's right. Oh, that's right. You were Hot for Teacher.
Yeah. I was actually Hot for Teacher. It's true, but respectfully, at a distance, I wrote her a poem. How much stuff that we did back then would get a kid kicked out of school now?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
Killing the squid, I feel like would
that would have given you a lot of trouble. You kill the mascot of your school, even on accident, you're probably seeing a lot of disciplinary
action. Subsequently, burying it on school property.
Also, you're burying the evidence, and you're there's a lot more to that. What else?
Speaking of evidence,
I
think
principal,
staying up. Would you stay up for 3 days straight or something like that? I think that definitely would.
It was 11 days straight.
You would have died. You would have died.
You
were trying to break a record.
Sure.
You didn't.
Me being left in school overnight because the principal didn't like me, Adam West, he would go to jail.
I guess they replaced LL Cool J, or was he?
That was like, I don't know. They did replace.
You went to another school. You went to another school. That's all.
Must have been. Yeah, it must have been. You know, elementary to middle school, which seems about right.
It's so weird because
since I started in fifth grade and ended, you know, ours, you know,
and ended up passed out in a pile of your own sick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, music. Moving on from music. The letter N is for?
Not a Surf, who also used the...
The oh my gosh. I said Fountains of Wayne like a jerk.
I know.
And you didn't call me out.
I didn't want to because, you know, any shout out to a Jersey band is fine with me.
Wow. I apologize. Not a Surf and Fountains of Wayne.
It's actually for Nona. Oh,
Nona F. Mecklenburg.
Yeah,
Nona,
she's the new girl in town.
I think we originally lived in Mecklenburg County or something like that is where.
You're saying that she's old royalty.
Her family surveyed and settled Mecklenburg County, having just immigrated from Sweden.
If only there was one of the Krebstar lineage, you know what I mean? You could hunker up with one of them on a future episode and like really own
the
town.
Iggy's real name is Osterberg, so Mecklenburg is not a huge jump.
True.
Nona became Little Pete's best friend. She was the loneliest girl in Wellsville.
That's true. Dog Nimbus. She's got a cast all the time, you know? And that dog Nimbus has been dead a long time.
Well, very dead. Was so homesick that he refused to go to the bathroom after he moved to Wellsville. Only pictures of the rug from their own house finally got him to go.
That is a hilarious joke.
That's a great joke. Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Also, no Nona's mom in the picture. They didn't mention.
Right.
Nope.
Look at that. Another single dad.
Well, they just didn't. It just seemed like, you know, there were. All the families were peripheral except our sort of nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
They were relating, but didn't give any backstory.
Pete adjacent, I think it would be.
Pete adjacent, that sounds right.
That's actually the name of my new falafel joint, Pete adjacent.
There you go. Mm. O is for? Any guesses?
Ohio, where most of the people who call this thing come from.
Open face.
If you've got a problem with Ohio, call us at 470-8150 in the 347 area code.
That's a weird way of saying it.
Messed up.
O is for O faces. The sandwich eating mutant is Big Pete's arch enemy.
O face, not open face, which is two very different things.
That's true. He always eats O-face sandwiches, even in church.
I would not say that.
Cheddar and flounder sandwich is his most famous, and his real name is Eugene.
Cheddar and flounder is disgusting.
Jason Late was the name of the actor, and he was very intimidating because he actually rode motocross, and they kind of cast him, and he showed up in his motocross boots, and I think those are in the show. Awesome.
Hire you. We're going to give you an extra $35 a day for a wardrobe rental. And
I don't think they even get that now. So back then it was probably $10 to $17 for bringing your own clothes.
Yeah, but the more you bring, maybe they need a bag. Bring a bag. That's $2.
It does not work that way. No? Okay. Because if so, I have an invoice for Nickelodeon with interest.
I guess that's just background actors. Yeah.
I never got my money, by the way.
Open Face was a great opener for the tradition of clearly Pete and Pete villains were modeled off of Dick Tracy villains, but we couldn't really go there as far as giving them physical deformities.
Mumbles.
Warren Beatty or are you Madonna right now?
Dustin Hoffman, man.
They had to give them all quirks. They had to have behavioral quirks.
Yeah. Pete and Pete ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Butt stripe. Gravy breath. Like that one I never, you know. Oh, sorry. Someone's at the door.
Oh, well, let's pause.
No, wow. not really. My text message sound is.
Oh, that's it's an interesting text message sound.
Well, it's terrible when I'm standing next to the door.
He is for Pete's, correct? Yeah, no. He is for Pete's. Okay. No?
This is the world of Pete and Pete.
Right.
This, if you don't get this one, this is something that you've taken photos of. People who get this done to them for years.
It's the girl at live shows. I think her name is Penelope.
Petunia.
I think it's Penelope.
I think it's
Persephone, right?
P is for Petunia.
Was it your tattoo called Persephone?
Gosh.
Petunia is the lady in red.
Don't ever smudge your name like that.
You could say blaspheme. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
Petunia is the lady in red who's tattooed on Little Pete's forearm. She can do 18 sacred dances, including
the herky jerky.
Hold on. Let me see if we get to these right. Go ahead.
The herky jerky's on there. I don't know. That's it.
I liked when Ellen narrated the early Pete and when Ellen introduced us in the early Pete and Pete's because she would say
including the Pete's herky jerky. Mambo number five and the
absolutely not.
It was the shimmy shimmy shake. Classic 90s dance.
Shimmy
move.
Shimmy shake.
And the Texas Tornado.
No, classic 90s dances would include the Macarena, which they never mentioned that Petunia knew how to do.
Yeah, she didn't know how to do that shit.
Whereas most of Pete and Pete's
real talk
iconography is drawn from the post-war era. I think Petunia is a real takeoff, and then it comes from an Alphonse Mouchard illustration of sort of pinup girls and stuff like that. Much, much different and earlier.
Q is for the quick photo booth. Quick pick. Quick pick.
It would have been better than this. This is Q is for quiz. It's quiz time. What is the first line of Hey Sandy, the Pete and Pete theme song?
I can't say because I still value my life.
No. That one's not the one. Everyone knows it's Hey Smiley Strange.
What?
Okay.
Are you sure?
Question number two. Does Little Pete have an innie or an outie belly button?
Innie.
There you go. We could fly right past this one. R is for redheads. The brothers Pete have the same name because their mom wanted her kids to have names that rhymed. I wonder where they got that. Is this a PA making draw? You know, like doing this content.
I don't know. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, despite the difference in their ages,
you definitely heard that before.
Big P is 15. Little Pete is 11. The Petes are proud that they're brothers and best friends. They once nearly destroyed each other in a staring contest.
That's true.
Match. Interesting. Your mom wanted to have kids that names that rhyme.
Yeah,
that is an interesting theory I've never heard before.
They deserve it.
I honestly don't remember that one.
What are the other theories? You said this at live shows, but what was the other main theory?
Is that when I was there, when I was born, only mom was there, and when Danny's character was born, only dad was there. So they didn't consult with each other about the names.
Right. All right. S is for
Serendipity.
Sally
Knorp.
Yeah.
No, former guest.
Ellen Cleghorn's character.
That's right.
Former guest of the podcast, Stu Benedict. S is for Stu Benedict.
Whose ex-girlfriend is?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Sally.
Knorp.
Oh, no. S is for Stu Benedict.
Oh, Stu.
school bus driver keeps getting dumped by his girlfriend, Sally Norp.
Right.
Knorp.
So Stu, Sally. The S's are interchangeable. They mean the same thing. They're talking about the same love. Again, we're going back to love. That's another love fest here.
And Sally Norp was SNL.
Knorp.
Sally Knorp was... she was on SNL, right? She was...
yes, Ellen Cleghorn was on
SNL. Ellen Cleghorn. Yes. All right, this one should be easy, too. T is for...
Tamborelli. Thank you.
No.
Tacos. Mike, thank you very much.
Mike,
can I guess? Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess. Go. T is for...
Trigonometry.
No, it's for something you both did in Portland, Oregon.
Go to a strip club?
Strip
T is for Mr. Tasty. T is for Tasty. No one knows where he comes from, where he go, or who he is. No one has ever seen him without a swirly ice cream head.
That's true.
Every year, on the first really hot day in June, the Tasty Mobile comes to Wellville filled with blue tornado bars.
I've never heard of Wellville before.
Pete and Pete reunions, a lot of logistics has revolved around the Mr. Tasty
getting
FedEx to wherever, or UPS, whatever your major carrier.
It got used most recently in a Polaris video.
Oh. Yeah, it's a shame that Lori Beth, you know, can't do the same thing. Lori Beth Denberg can't do the same thing with the giant ear corn. You know what I mean? Just have that as far, you know, you can condense down and bring it on the road. And
it costs a lot of money to get that shipped out.
I guess so.
That's why we don't get paid to do those live shows. It's always just like, we'll fly out. We get paid in shipping. We'll give you dinner and a couple drinks. I'm like, oh, I'm used to this.
Mm-hmm. It's weird that we never, that we tried to get so close to an ice cream man. I think what we did on our summer vacation was a little bit troubling because you could have volunteered.
Or gotten a job, gone to camp. Ellen had a job.
I never went to camp, but we could have volunteered or traveled, gone cross country. But instead we stalked the ice cream man.
In hopes of getting at least two or three free items. Mostly.
I can't remember that. I can't remember ever getting something for free from the ice cream truck.
But we shined his head. He gave us at least a blue tornado bar, guaranteed.
You shined his head.
I stood back and watched.
Well, and that's true. I wouldn't share.
let's move on to the last page of this.
We're at the last page.
Yeah, we're rounding the end here.
Thank God.
The letter U is for
University of Wellsville.
Well, probably doesn't exist. Community college
that both mom and dad graduated from.
Underpants.
Inspector 34 is on.
That's right.
Right.
Sure. Little Pete discovers that the man who leaves the inspected by tags is actually a superhero. When the inspector abuses his powers, Little Pete has to stop him from destroying the neighborhood and possibly the world.
That's true. And all he had to do was talk to the meter maid, who was Suzy Roach. So.
Crab of the Loom, right there. I feel like we missed out
on the chance to make a lot more wedgie jokes in that episode.
You never know.
I don't think we made any wedgie jokes in the episode. I'm not sure if you remember any, Dan.
No, we didn't.
What I remember about is eating barbecue in the backyard. There was like a few different episodes that season that had food in them. And this was a new thing for me, eating food on camera. Ever since my disastrous Jell-O pudding pop commercial experience, I had not done a lot of eating food on camera.
What was that again? Can you just refresh everybody?
I ate too many Jell-O pudding pops and almost crapped myself.
Ugh.
Probably just felt sick to my stomach. And my mom says Bill Cosby was rude to me. I don't remember that.
Well, he's paying the price now for that, so. Fuck him. Speaking of the letter V, V is for these things which we just mentioned. Villains.
Lots of villains.
The two Pete's had to deal with a number of dastardly villains, and they mentioned three. Can you pick them?
Totally. Jeremy looks like Papercut to me.
Endless Mike, Papercut, and they already said Open Face, but that would be
so that's already there. Endless Mike Hellstrom, a power tool loving thug who doesn't like Big Pete.
He's called also Endless Scandinavian.
Because of his hatred for Pete is infinite.
Yeah, I said that. Endless Mike, that's one.
Yep.
Two, Paper Cut.
Nah, wrong. Mr. Yeah. Slurm.
Oh, mysterious Mr. Slurm is a piece of crap. Yeah.
Shop teacher with the artificial arm that dices, slices, and does what? No, does who knows what else? He forces the big. Wow, this is so weird. He forces Big Pete,
a human Swiss Army knife, basically,
to work on a mysterious secret project, which Pete suspects is a bomb.
Jeremy, we're all familiar with the episode synopsis. It turns out to be an air conditioner. You clearly haven't read these words before, otherwise you'd read them better.
The episode was called Tool and Die, Jeremy.
That was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun to shoot that episode at Bayonne High School. The director is Peter Lauer, who is just an absolute maniac as far as...
Monster. He likes fire.
Ah, what?
Me too.
Yeah. He's a pyro. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like those people. The third one you didn't get, Mr. Markle. The band leader whose quest for glory takes all the fun out of music and drives a wedge between Big Pete and Ellen.
Those are the worst. Like, two out of three of those villains are crap.
No, I think Markle was a good...
Mr. Slurm was a good guy. I said he was a piece of crap, but in reality, he was a good guy. He was just missing a hand, man. You gotta help him out. Made him a nice air conditioner. He did good.
Mr. Markle was played by Michael Gaston, who is a character, was a terrific character actor who you'll still see playing the hard ass in any any hierarchical any crime procedural where the FBI or somebody from the feds comes in. Gaston will play that guy. And I think it was a good example of when your teacher's kid goes to your school, because my enemy for Ellen's affections in that episode was Markle Jr. was the band leader's son.
Interesting.
For some reason was also in the school. I thought there were laws against that, but apparently not. Apparently that's more common nowadays.
Mike, I'm getting so hungry just staring at your grits. It's just making me crazy.
You don't have to look at my grits, Dan.
W is for Wrigley and Wellsville. I didn't even give any options for this because Mom, Dad,
it's
and Pete.
It's fine. It's Wrigley. We're all Wrigleys here.
And this Pete's last name is Wrigley. Jose, who made me this custom background on wherever he downloaded it from on the Reddit.
Go.
It's like you're giving an interview for the listener. Mike changed his
background. We really had some in the first half, and then we had them some more in the second half. I like to play the heavy metal football. Boom.
Okay. Moving on. Three more. X is for Little Pete.
My X-ray Danny vision. X-ray vision. Right. I got X-ray That's vision. It. I could see Ellen's underpants. And
that was actually the season premiere of Little Pete's O face. Not his open face, but his O open face.
Which actually, an O face is open, I guess.
It really depends on the person, I think. X-ray vision was a underused, but it kind of reinforces the idea of Pete and Pete being taken from the world of stuff you could buy that was advertised on one of those pages in a comic book.
Yes.
Right.
How many ads for X-ray glasses did you read when you were a kid reading comic books?
Dan?
How many times did you want to get three different vacuums? Hovercraft. You know what I mean?
For me, it was being intrigued by the sea monkeys. Actually, the little brine shrimp came in the eggs. I was always like, the illustrations always seemed so tempting, but
playing music, Michael. They had horns. They had drums.
Oh yeah, they totally were. They looked like a little.
Like, how do they fit those into the mix? Is what I want.
Oh yeah, how do they package tiny horns for the sea monkeys to play in the
same
eggs?
The same way they package the same gelatin pill cases that have the little dinosaurs or alligators that are just sponges that blow up, and you're like, ooh, put this in water, it dissolves.
It's a whale,
and then you get a whale. It's the same thing. But they're like
really
tiny.
A freaking whale!
I wonder how many kids ate those. You know, had to go to the hospital to get those sucked out of their bellies.
Probably a few.
Yeah. All right, two more. Why?
If you've been injured in any type of inflatable sponge, please call the helpline at 347-470-8150. Lawyers are standing by to help you.
Michael C., this one's for you. Y is for? You're X, a girl.
X equals Y.
And a friend.
Uh-huh.
But you're not a girlfriend. Will Ellen ever be a girlfriend to Big Pete? Will Big Pete ever be a boyfriend to Ellen? Even though Ellen and Big Pete have kissed twice and gone on an actual car date once, neither seems willing to plunge into the deep end of the pool of love.
Well, I guess this is about how Pete, as opposed to the guy who played him, was reluctant to cannibalize friendships into romantic situations.
Right. Because we all know how that can end up. Yeah. It doesn't work out.
Poorly.
Yes.
Hey, absolutely. Sometimes it works. Some kind of wonderful. Oh, are you saying it hasn't worked since the... I'm sorry. It hasn't worked since the 80s?
It's coming through.
Friends with Benefits was a shitty movie?
Benefits never worked out.
Didn't work out? Just checking.
And
I'm told you shouldn't do it.
I don't talk to any of the girls I used to date. Except for two.
You a bad ex-boyfriend or you a good ex-boyfriend? That's,
yeah.
No, I'm a good ex-boyfriend.
Well, sure, you're married.
But now you're married. Now you can't be any ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's in your past.
It doesn't change your status. It just means that you're the forbidden fruit.
Well, it will change the status when I tell Kate, my wife, that she's also my last ex-girlfriend. It's true.
What?
I guess so, but that's a long game you're playing, and I don't like it a bit.
You're most recent ex-girlfriend.
You're my last ex-girlfriend. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe don't broach that with her.
I haven't. It doesn't work out well for me.
Good.
Red Z, if you're still listening to this,
yeah, give yourself a cookie.
I applaud you.
We're at Z. Yes, if you're still on board here.
For those about to snooze, we salute you.
Do you guys have any idea what the Z would be? We've talked about this before in this podcast. It has to do with animals. Z is for?
I was going to say Zatarain's seasoning, the Cajun seasoning. That you know.
That was a big thing.
Spices up any rice.
Zantac 75.
That didn't exist.
I'm pretty sure it's don't drink orange juice with Zyrtec. Right? Isn't that
Zyrtec? That's right. Yeah. Don't drink orange juice with Zyrtec. Yeah, too much vitamin C.
Well, it may have side effects. We're not sure what they are.
Is for zoology. Animals have figured prominently into many wild and woolly Pete plots. Among them are they list three.
Yeah, I killed a squid. We went over that already.
No, these are like pets within the Pete and Pete universe.
Why do you have to remind me?
There's turtles. Okay. There's turtles. There's
Gary or Clark.
Gary the lizard.
Gary the lizard.
Gary the lizard.
There's Clark the turtle.
A lot of reptiles. Yeah, heavy on the cold blooded.
There's one main character, top five cast member that had
the rabid schnauzer that Jeremy keeps telling us is dead now.
Nimbus the dog.
Nope. This belongs to somebody who wears a lot of tights in the show. What's Artie's?
Artie had a bee. Yeah,
Artie's hamster, whose frantic scurrying results in Artie's exceptional bowling scores. They communicate telepathically. Artie thinks about where he wants the ball to go, and the hamster does the rest.
How does he not have a name?
I don't know.
How does this hamster not have a name?
It's just Artie's hamster. Yeah. Gary the Lizard.
There's an indie rock band name for free. Go for it, kids.
Gary the Lizard, little Pete's pet chameleon at a sleepover in the backyard. Pete confides in Gary and admits that he's afraid of clowns. Clark the Turtle, Artie's friend and traveling companion. Artie had a bunch. Artie accidentally hits Clark in the head with a golf ball, which results in a bad case of turtle
amnesia.
Which is actually called Tamnesia.
Tamnesia. Tunisia is also a place.
Last one, The Adventures of Pete and Pete airs on, tell me when.
Sunday
nights. I can't do that. It went from like Wednesday afternoons to Sunday nights.
I'm talking December, January 95, 96.
Who knows?
Oh, of course. Who can forget, you know, the time?
Saturday
after
nights on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Saturday at 9 p.m. and Sundays at noon.
Not fair. Danny had a tattoo to refer to that had the schedule.
No Pacific time.
I feel like if we were scoring this, I did.
No mountain
best.
Time.
I
did yeah. Well. Yeah, luckily
sure
we're not
tie.
Scoring this.
T for a tie.
Yeah. It would make it.
Wow, that means that we both got perfect 13s. That's cool.
Nope. Absolutely not.
There's 26 letters in the alphabet, dummy.
Oh, right on. He's got you there at Stone Hard Reality, Dave.
Well, this is a perfect time to tell you that we're a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have a bunch of great podcasts for you to listen to. I was going to say bevy. A plethora. You could check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ Danny and Mike on there.
With the and spelled out.
Oh, don't forget that. Yeah, there's we've retooled things a little bit.
Go to DannyandMike.com because Jeremy's worked very hard on making the website look a little different.
Yeah, it looks, and we updated the video a little bit, and check that out. Lots of fun little things on there. Also,
shop.DannyandMike.com because we have a lot of fun stuff that you guys
check out. The fall sale, 10% off everything fall related. You can find Danny at D Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitters. I am at Remy Balin, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram. Also have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out. And
check out SeltzerKings.com.
Oh, another little plug here, too. Former guest and future, she'll be on soon, future guest Laurie Beth Denberg has a new podcast called Going Dork. I'm sorry. That's I'm going to.
I hope
this.
It's vital.
Has a new podcast out called, I get them all confused, called The Adventures of Danny and Mike. No, her new podcast is called Bad Advice with Laurie Beth Denberg. If you go to Ask Laurie Beth on any of the socials or askloriebeth.com, you can send her questions and she will answer them for you.
She'll give you bad advice.
Snark heart. What else?
She has a very snark heart.
A snark heart. Also, we're if you do send a voicemail, if you're into the voicemail thing, we're taking scary stories this month for Halloween, and we're going to read them on the air. I still have a couple more weeks to get those in. 347-470-8150. Did it without looking.
Hey, that's my thing.
That's true. So give us your best scary story, and we will play them on a Halloween episode. That's all the plugs. Thank you all so much for listening. And thank you all patrons for supporting us on Patreon. You don't have no idea how much it helps. And once we get the live show boat safe and back going again, there are some tiers on there for discounted tickets and show tickets and blah, blah, blah. And you might just like it. There's also, we have a $50 tier.
That show gets tickets?
A monthly live discounted. Yeah, you get the early access. For the
$50
tier,
you're saying we're gonna go on tour again?
I hope so, man.
I would like to.
Who knows when? But
we're allowed to.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's safe right now.
Not right now.
No one said right now.
I'm hoping like mid 2021 is my
reminiscing.
But you know, we might do a virtual thing soon. You just never know about us. Keep looking. DannyandMike.com, and what else, gents?
That's
we plugged every living fucking thing we can. So
that's it.
But seriously, thanks for listening, and we do appreciate it. And check back in. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Sounds good.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.